What's up, everybody? And welcome back to another episode of the Never Run Podcast. No! Welcome back to the Not So Late Show on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday night. It is currently 7:45 p.m., 6:45, and I'm so happy to be here on the Not So Late Show with you. Yeah, I'm really excited. It's been a really long time since I've done a Not So Late Show, but I think it was due, like it had to be done. And I'm excited for today's episode. So with that being said, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me. It's going to be a fun episode. I'm excited to get into the topics we have today on What's News. But before we jump into anything, let's take a moment. Self-check-in moment. How are you doing? I hope you're well, I hope you're happy, I hope you're healthy, and I hope you're taking care of yourself today, and I hope whatever time of day it is for you, that you have an amazing day, or what if you had an amazing day, I hope your day was really, really good. But if you didn't, it's okay, it happens to the best of us, but you know what? We move forward. Update, there's load shedding at my house, or in our town. Basically, if you have no clue what load shedding is, it's like a power outage, power cut type thing. Luckily, the power's coming on at 8 p.m. So that's like 15 minutes. But I wanted to record at this specific time so that when the power comes on, that I have Wi-Fi and that things aren't so like, ugh. You know what I mean? So, yeah, no, there's somebody in my house. But it's fine. We're here. We're making the best of our situation. Oh, speaking about situations. Okay, so I know it's Thursday and I try my best to stick to a schedule of Mondays and Saturdays, but it was a tough week today. I've still got one more day to go until my week of school is finished, and then next week is exams. But this week has been really hectic. So Monday I had a lot. And I was like, there's no way that I can record an episode today. Tuesday, I had a lot. And then no. And then I was going to record Wednesday, yesterday. But then it didn't feel right. And I was like, I don't want to feel like I'm forcing the podcast. It mustn't feel forced. You know what I mean? So today felt right. It felt good to record today because it was just, it was a good day. It was a good day to record today. You know, not much happened. It's pretty chill. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to record today. I feel good. So, and I just, yeah, it was just not it. The past couple of days have not been it. A lot of stress, anxiety leading up to these exams upcoming and all that. So I just had to kind of take a bit of pressure off myself. Not that the podcast is pressure, but it does add a bit of like extra thing, something to do. You know what I mean? So, but here we are. You know what I mean? What can I speak about so long? I wanted to say something, but I forgot. Oh, update my journal. If you don't know what my journal situation is, that I am journalist. Oh, and I have something else. I'm journalist. I don't have a journal. I'm struggling. I have like this. It's like a school diary. I use it for school mainly, but for the moment, it's my journal. And I wrote that today's episode on there, like NA episode 133, season 2, and then the Not So Late Show, What's News. I wrote it all in there. There's not much to it. It's not that deep. But I need a journal. I need a journal. And I've been saving this like 20 rand. Because I asked my mom if she has 30 rand for me, because the journal's like 50 rand. And it's been really tempting to use that 20 rand for other things. But I was like, no, I'm disciplined and I need it for a journal. So yeah, that's that. And speaking of books, oh my word, am I not excited to say this? Guys, I finished my book. I finally finished my book. Now, this, if you're new, this might sound like, what are you talking about right now? So, it's been like 2 months. So, Context, I've been reading this book called Rim by Alexander Bescher. It is a novel about virtual reality. And this book was borrowed to me by my one friend because we have sci-fi in common, and he borrowed me this book and he said I can read it. Now, mind you, he gave me this book in March, not like early March. No, that's not true. Yeah. Yes, like late March-ish. And he gave it to me. No, I'm lying. No, yes, he did. Gave it to me, and I was like, we were writing exams at the time when he gave it to me. We were finishing April exams. Well, I'm just trying to get this right, because I'm getting my timelines mixed up, but it doesn't matter though. I had this book for a while. And the not gonna lie, the beginning of the book was like, it was actually really interesting, but then it got a bit too much, as in like too much as in it's a lot of information. And the thing is with sci-fi, most of it is like not real, especially when in regards to virtual reality. So it takes a lot out of you to kind of use your imagination and creativeness to kind of picture this make-believe, somewhat real world and like setting or whatever and plot. So the beginning, it's a tough book. Like, it's a really hard book. And if you understand that, when I say it's a really hard book to read, as in like it took me like 2 minutes to read a page, you know, so I had to focus a lot. But I'm not gonna, my reading got a bit more fluent towards the end of the book, but in the beginning there was a lot of like stuttering, as in like in my mind stuttering. But it was a tough book, challenging book, but good book. So the beginning was like, ooh. Then the middle got a bit like, yo, this is a lot of information to take in. Like, it's a lot to take in. And I'm not the best at remembering things. So I have to like really look into my mind to remember some of this stuff. But nonetheless, I finished the book. I'm not gonna lie, the ending, towards the end, it got more interesting. And then I kind of started connecting the dots of like, oh, like a lot of O's went around. But then I did forget there was some of like gaps in my mind, because it's a tough book and some of the sections I read a really long time ago. Anyway, I finished the book yesterday. It was literally the most like liberating, freeing, same word meaning, like it was the best feeling ever. And I think I started to enjoy it a bit more because towards the end I started reading it more fluently. As I said, like it got easier for me to read because I was kind of used to the kind of diction and like choice of words and you know the whole like vocab of the book, if you must. And then I read the book and I was like, wow. But there's a bit of the book I was like, what? Towards the end, but I kind of got it. But I'm really happy to have completed the book because I was so close to just like not finishing it. Because it was just too much, and I was like, ugh, it became a drag. But then I got into it again, and I was like, ooh, me and books, we go through phases, and it's like a relationship. We have our ups, we have our downs, we have our times where we just ignore each other for months, and then we come together and we're fine. We're fine. I've never been in a relationship before, so I'm not a bad partner, but it kind of felt like a relationship with me in this book. We've been through a lot, we've traveled the world, literally. And figuratively, but like not really. In our minds, in virtual reality, we've traveled very, very far. No, we've been to Tunisia, we've been to Dubai. Where else did we go to? Yeah, we've been everywhere. Me and this book. So it was kind of like, as I said, happy to let it go, but also sad because I felt like this book started to become like, I don't say a part of me, that's so corny, but like mine in a way. But then I remembered, oh wait, I borrowed this book. So me and this book, it sounds super cringe, but we had a photo shoot this morning at school. I was like, I need to remember this book, and I want to make it like special because this book was like, it's not a bad book. It's like, yeah, I don't know how to explain it. So yeah, super happy to have completed that. Yo, I don't think it. You like understand how happy I was. It was like, no, it was insane. Yeah, but so now, what now? every single time I complete a book, I say, what now? Like, what now? And then I just turn to, I have to go to our local George library and fetch my library card so I can take out books. I need to find the time to do that. Then I'm going to take out one or two books. And then for my birthday or something, I want to get a book. And the book that I am going to get is Orphan X. The first one. The Orphan X, like, trilogy series thing. By Greg Hurwitz. It's like, did I tell you the story when I lost that book in the airport? If you know, you know. But if you don't, basically, my friend and I, we were on our way to this place. I think it was, I don't even remember where. Yeah, it was Durban. And it was our first time going alone, without our coach or anyone. So it's just us. And basically, at the airport, it's a pretty big airport. The book was loose in the trolley because I was reading it on the plane. There was no space in my bag. So I left it on the trolley. And then we were kind of like checking in bags. And then I went to this bank place to pay luggage. And then my friend was left with the trolley. And obviously, when I was there, I kind of forgot I left it in the trolley. So then I came back to this check-in to get my bag and all that. And we just left. Like, we left the trolley there. We just left. 15 minutes later, when we're past security check, past customs, and the thing is with that, you can't go back. I realize, oh my word, my book. And then she was like, what? And I said, I think I left my book in the trolley. And she was like, no. And I checked my bag like a lot, and I just, you know, I came to a point of acceptance. I was like, oh my word, I just left my book. And that book, like, I saved up so long for that book. And I was so, like, I was just, like, disappointed. I wasn't even angry. I was just disappointed and sad. Like, how could I let something so precious just, like, leave it on a trolley? And it was just, like, I was in disbelief, actually. I was, like, really? And then I kind of moved on and I was, like, oh, I was just super sad about it. So I'm gonna, it pains me to kind of buy this book again. Because I did have it, but I want to have, there's a difference between borrowing a book and like having your own. And I want to have this series, the Orphan X series. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And it's my birthday in, I don't want to do like a birthday countdown thing, please no. But like next week, I'm writing exams. So hopefully I'll be able to do more episodes and all that. By the way, I was like looking through my journal, the one that's like finished now, and I like to go back through my journals because I realize I write down a lot of things and then I kind of just leave them there. Or even on the podcast, I say a lot of things and I don't even revisit them because maybe there was an idea over there that I was super excited about, but I forgot about it, so it wasn't like revisited, if that makes sense. So I was going through my journal yesterday in physics and I was like, literally I kid you not, like 15 plus episodes, ideas that I'm still to do. And I'm like, here I am thinking, I'm like, you know, winging it every single time I come on this podcast, which is somewhat true, but I'm somewhat prepared, but no. And I'm like, oh my word, I literally have episodes, like 15 and more. And I'm here like, you know, what's the episode for next week? I've got 15, you know, but some of them require more, like, I don't want to say effort, but, like, thought, which I'm super excited about, and one of them I might actually do next week, so, yeah, there's a lot that I realize, and I've still got other 4 journals to go look back to, you know, so, yeah, anyway, what was I going to say? I was actually going to say something else. Well, I forgot, and that's that. People, welcome back to What's News on the Not So Late Show. I know it hasn't sounded like the Not So Late Show the first, like, 15 minutes of this episode, but just want to have a bit of a catch-up and just talk, you know, as we do on this podcast. But a lot to talk about today. Please tell me. The power should be coming back now. Like, now. Okay, wait. We'll wait for it. To what's news? There's a lot to talk about. There's hopefully I can get interesting things, but the first thing I wanted to talk about, which is probably one of the biggest things in my world, at least, well, in my world, CW canceled like six shows. Just like let that sink in for like a bit. Six TV shows CW canceled, and I don't know. Yeah, these were CW. So I'm a huge fan of the Arrowverse. Basically, The Flash, Supergirl, Arrow, DC Legends of Tomorrow, Batwoman, and all that good stuff. Black Lightning, blah, blah, blah. I'm a huge fan. And I wouldn't say they didn't cancel Supergirl, but a bunch of those shows have ended. I think they ended. They did. Sorry. What's this thing called? DC Legends of Tomorrow. So if you do like the mass, the only show of the OG Arrowverse standing is The Flash. And that is due to end soon, if I'm, not wrong. But it is gonna happen soon. That I'm kind of positive about. And it's like, whoa. And to be honest, I didn't really watch DC Legends of Tomorrow. I watched episodes like randomly here and there, and it was a funny show. It was a great show, but I want to like, oh my word, I want to like sh name, you might know, you might not know, but if this is your first time, some of the shows that have been canceled by the CW in 2022. And I'm not gonna lie, some of them I'm not too mad about. And I'll explain, but there is one in particular, and if you know, you know. Why? Wait, if you know, wait, what? Sorry, I just went to my own little world there. Okay, let's see. What do we got? Let me comment on this one show. Okay. I don't want to be throwing hate to this show. Like, please do not take this the wrong way. It is just me. It's not you, it's me with this show. Right? And, oh my gosh. Okay, now this is taking forever. I'm trying to get the shows for you guys so I can. Okay, let me just say the first one. Naomi, 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 however you want to say it. I'm pretty, yeah. I'm pretty positive that Naomi was cancelled. So, long story short, CW cancelled DC's CW, whatever, Naomi. Now, this show, I'm gonna be completely honest, I'm not a fan of the show. I'm really not a fan of the show. I'm so sorry. Respect to the actors, they did some decent acting. It was okay, but me personally, this show was not for me. It didn't feel, it felt fake. I don't know why, but the show felt fake. It probably meant a lot to some people, which is good, but to me, it was like this show is not for me. And this what's her name? Naomi. This girl, she irritated me so much. Like, she was irritating. Especially in the beginning when she was like, oh my word, she was irritating. And then the guy, I think his name is D, and his like metal wings or something. And then he was like, I am this or whatever. And then this other guy, there was just too much mystery for like 5 episodes, if I recall correctly. But it was just like not it. Like, the show is not it for me. And then this girl, oh, I could not. I literally could not. I watched the show in no, that's not true. Where did I watch the show? I watched the show in Durban, and I was in Durban in like January or something. or somewhere along those lines. And I was like, you know what, the trailer looked okay. So I was like, well, let me give this a shot. And like, I'm a huge fan of superhero shows. Let me dip my toes into the show. The first episode, I was like, oh, what just happened? And it was so annoying because it's like this girl is a huge fan of like Superman and all that, and then he ends up being real and she's in like disbelief. But there's like this weird earthquake that happened, and then apparently she's like some secret hidden gem thing, or like she's the key to whatever, and she's like, who am I, or something. And it was just like too much, in my opinion. It was like, what? And then she was like, oh my word, I can't. I don't even like thinking about the show, but I'm so sorry, Naomi. You had a good run for a season. Yeah, let me just leave it at that. And I'm happy that, you know, happy for the actors. Let me see that pitch. Okay, moving on. Batwoman was canceled, to be honest. You know, I didn't. After Ruby Rose left, it was like, where is the show going? Let's be honest. Look, I love DC, no hate, but I just have to point out when Ruby Rose left for whatever reasons, and no hate to the new actor who played Batwoman. Like, she was great. I forgot her name though. But she was great. She even featured in, what was it? Armageddon? What's her name? I actually have a name to my tongue. I forgot her name. Yeah. Maybe it's. Ooh. Oh my word, her name is actually irritating me. I don't think I will find it, to be honest with you. Ooh. Yeah, no. Okay. Anyway. Batwoman, then again, after Ruby Rose left, it was like, okay. Let's give it a shot. And it was a great like premiere beginning for the show, because it's like the first like black superhero woman, Batwoman type thing, which was really, really nice to see. But then it was like, where's the show going? And then like, what's his name? Batwing? I don't know. But I never really watched the show, so I can't really voice my opinion fully on that. But that got cancelled. Okay, Naomi. Legacies, oh, that's unfortunate. Legacies, the spin-off series of The Vampire Diaries, was cancelled after 4 seasons of the CW. And you know what? Good for them. I think, not gonna lie, they were dragging the, you know, Vampire Diaries, you know, like, trilogy, if you must. And after like season 1 and 2 of Legacies, it was like, okay. And then it was so weird because I think it was Kelly Bryant left, and I was literally devastated that she left. And then like literally like a few episodes after, this show got canceled. And I'm not saying the show was bad. Like, I love Legacies. Like, I've said this before, that I really do love Legacies. And the whole like magic, you know, mystical vibe that goes with it. I love that element. But then again, all good things do come to an end. And I think 4 seasons is a solid run. 4 seasons, like 3 seasons and above is good, in my opinion. 3 seasons is like, okay. It's like you have fans. First season, it's like, you know, we're here for the trend. Second season, here for the trend. And if second season is good or not, the people leave or they stay. Third season is like, yeah, I'm a fan. And fourth is good. So I really like take my hat off to Legacies. They've done well. My girl, what's her name? Danielle. What's his name? Doesn't matter, her name's Danielle. And Jenna Boyd and girl Kaylee Bryant did amazing. I love them. Oh my word. What's her name? His name is Danielle. Anyway, take that in mind. She was an amazing hope. Woo! But yeah, that's kind of unfortunate. But it is what it is. Then again, all the good things come to an end. Then 4400 was canceled due to poor ratings. I don't know the show, so I can't really voice my opinion and comment on that. Roswell, New Mexico was canceled before its season 4 premiere. And then again, a good run. 4 seasons, that's solid. Like, 4 seasons is solid. And I remember I watched the show literally 3 years ago, somewhere on my TV. And I watched the first episode and I was like, this is interesting. And then I watched like through 2 episodes and I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. It was like, okay. And the lady actress, the main girl, I don't know her name, but she looks like Camila Cabello, which I never stopped talking about. Like, it was, the resemblance was uncanny. It was like, this woman literally looks like Camila Cabello. And I was like, yeah. But that got cancelled. In the Dark also got cancelled. Yeah. Charmed. I actually wanted to watch Charmed, but I never got around to it for some odd reason. And Dynasty. The Dynasty got cancelled. And I recently found out, a couple days, that The Gem, the star, I think they, I don't know how they described the show. No, man. I don't know how they described the show, but it was like the gem. That's the only way I can put it. But Riverdale has been cancelled, ladies and gentlemen, and however else you identify. Riverdale, I don't say the prime of CW, but it was CW's baby, as they described it, has been cancelled after season 7. And I think that's good. Look, they've been, apparently, look, I'm only on season 5. I've got a long way to go, but when, like, they got older, and they came back, and apparently in season 7 they have powers or something, and I'm like, no, please, no. You know, after, when I saw Rivervale, and then they got a bit more, you know, witchy, or like, yeah, mythical, I was like, okay. And I think it's time, you know what, they've been since high school, now they're grown people, I think it's time to, you know, cut the ropes, and let the actors pursue other roles. You know, I mean, they're literal grown people now. And I would think I think all of them have been in full-on movies, which is really good for them as, like, opportunity-wise, but, like, it's time. It's time. You know, I mean, we're sad to see it go, but then again, it's time. It's time. I'm so sorry, but it's time. And a part of me kind of forgot that, like, Riverdale was happening. And that's not, like, a shade to Riverdale. It's just, like, one of those things where something has been just, like, gone on for so long that it's like, okay, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, so those are the shows that have been, like, cancelled, you know, on a point. It's unfortunate, but then again, we move on, things have to progress in some way. But there are some shows that they've, you know, picked up, which is kind of exciting for the CW. But there's, like, a new age of the CW, you know. We have Superman and Lewis doing amazing things. Why the power on it go now? We have Superman and Lewis doing amazing things. I love that show. And this is not CW, but Tyler Hoechlin, apparently, I'm just here, you know, saying things, is going to be in the Teen Wolf movie. Look, oh. Teen Wolf is my life, was my life at a point of my life. And I love that show almost, like, well, actually not even as close, but almost, but, like, very far, as much as I love Supergirl. Teen Wolf, Supergirl, and The 100 are very close to each other. But Supergirl is my number one, then Teen Wolf and, like, I have to add another show to that list. Teen Wolf, Supergirl, The 100, and Shadowhunters. those four are very, like, yeah, those mean a lot to me, those shows. So Teen Wolf, they've been getting the, they've been they're in production, the whole gang. What's it, Malia, your even they even got, what's her name again, Crystal Reed's Allison. I'm excited to see what role she has to contribute because she died in the season, in the series, so I don't know what they're gonna do. Who else is back? Scott, my man. Tyler Posey, T-Pose. Scott McCall, our true alpha, or is he still? Which is exciting. And Derek Hale coming back. Derek Hale's son as well. Unfortunately, Styles will not be there. But Lydia, Holland Roden. I almost said his name was Corey. His name was Corey. Colton Haynes. As what's his name? Jackson? That might be wrong. I don't know. But the whole gang, Dylan Sprayberry, everyone is there, and I'm really excited for that movie. I'm just excited to see the whole gang. Unfortunately, Styles is not there, but they'll probably make him like he's on duty because he was at like the police school, so he'd be like on duty or something. But I'm excited to see my babies come back. But yeah, that's that for CW and the cancellations. It is what it is. Then again, life happens and we move forward. But the new age is here. I was listening to I saw this thing that Man of Steel 2 might be in the works, or is in the works, and obviously Harry Cavill was gonna do his thing there, which is exciting. But I was listening to the Lone Lobos podcast with Sholo Mariduena and Jacob Bertrando. And obviously Sholo is the Blue Beetle, which is exciting. And they're in production, I assume, right now. So there's a lot happening, guys. The Doctor Strange, which is, I'm like jumping between franchises here, but like DC, Marvel, whatever, Arrowverse, oh, DCEU, oh, you know what I mean? But like, now to Marvel. Doctor Strange has been out for like a while, and I haven't seen it. But there's been some mixed feels like, oh, this was actually really good. Oh, this is bad. Oh, this is just like to fill the space or whatever. But then again, everyone has their own opinions, and there isn't like a right one. Everyone has their own. So, you know what? My initial reaction to the movie, I was super excited to see. I haven't seen the movie. I still have. I'm yet to see it. But the trailer after Far From Home, I saw the trailer and I was like, yo, it was just like a lot. And it was very busy. And obviously, it is called the Multiverse of Madness. So there's obviously going to be like illusions. I mean, it's Doctor Strange. So there's illusions and there's just a lot going on. So I think my trouble or my critique with this movie will be, I don't want to like predict, but my critique might be that there was just so much going on and I just couldn't keep up. Maybe that's the whole point, you know, Multiverse of Madness. But like to a point where I'm not even following the storyline. Then it gets a bit shaky. But I was just really excited. I'm just really excited to see Wanda back. I love Wanda and her Scarlet Witch. So I'm excited to see what she has to contribute. What she has to bring. And then there's this other character, America Chavez, which I've never heard of in my life. But I'm excited to see her too. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. We're done talking about TVs. Let's talk about sports. This is our sports segment, and as you, why did I say it like that? I was like, sports. I want to just speak like that. Okay, they do that so much. But anyway, we talk about sports. If you know, if you don't know, Roland Garros 2022, aka the French Open, is in full effect as of now, right now. Ooh, actually, Formula One happened the other week, which is really nice. I'll talk about that after. Roland Garros French Open is happening. And let's get excited. You know, our new fan favorite man, Carlitos Alcaraz is there. We love him. Emma Raducanu is there. We love her. Nadal, OG, is there. We love him. Djokovic, Medvedev, name it. They're there. Except for Federer, obviously. But it's literally like day four of the tournament. And I'm not gonna lie to you, as a tennis player myself, you would expect me to be like on top of it, like, looking at live match scorings, like I'm there. But honestly, I'm like not up to date to this whole thing. I mean, like a couple of days ago, I didn't even know that it was Roland Garros so soon. I thought there was still like a bit of time, but obviously there wasn't. And it just like didn't come into my mind. And I think a part of that is because I'm not on Instagram or social media in general that much. So I'm not being like fed this like content of like Roland Garros is in 2 days or Roland Garros is soon, whatever, predictions, whatever. You know what I mean? So I think that kind of contributed to that. But also, it's just like, yeah, I just didn't know. I literally didn't know and I forgot. It slipped my mind. Roland Garros is the last thing on my mind right now. But it's interesting. I am a tennis player. I am invested and interested in this stuff, obviously. And I'm excited. This is a very interesting year. And obviously, as I said, it's day four. So a lot has happened. Unfortunately, Emma Raducanu has crashed out in the second round. Rest her soul. Bless her soul. I love her. She's still young, and I have full faith. But she is no longer in the tournament. Carlitos Alcaraz had a battle and a half against a literal clay court veteran, Ramos Vinolas. Now, this guy's like, I don't want to like shade him. He's a bit older than Alcaraz, but he's a literal clay court OG. Like, he's a veteran on the clay court. He knows how to play on clay. So, when I saw Alcaraz was going to play, and I was like, oh, this is going to be tough. And they're both from Spain. So, it's going to be tough. And he had a battle and a half. And I think that match for Alcaraz is going to get him going. He had a good first round. Who else? Medvedev is doing well. He's soaring there. I think he's made the third round. Our South African star Lloyd Harris unfortunately lost in the first round. Who else? Holger Rune. People call him Rune, but I say Rune. That man is doing big things, and he's going to do big things. He beat Shapovalov, Denis Shapovalov, in the first round, and he made it look like, it's my job. I can do this, and I love him so much because of his work ethic, and like you can see his like determination and hard work. Like you can see it, that like his grit and hunger to win. And when he beat Shapovalov in like three sets, straight sets, which is like yo. But you know what? Dennis has been giving me mixed feels these days. After his whole incident in like, was it Rome? Or it was somewhere with he was like irritating me for a long time. But you know, we're good now. We're buddies. We're fine. We've rekindled ourselves. Nadal obviously has been doing well. Djokovic obviously has been doing well. Just won Rome. Who else? Zverev also had a bit of a incident. Nothing new with his box. You know what? I don't know how I feel. Sometimes you like Zverev and you really root for the guy. But then he does these things where it's really hard to support him. You know what I mean? Like his incident in Acapulco with the umpire. I mean, that whole thing. And then now he's like shouting at his box, throwing these little temper tantrums. And it's like, dude, I'm trying like be like support you, but if you keep doing these things, then like no, stop. And I understand, tennis is an emotionally filled game. You get emotional, but like contain yourself. It's part of the whole, it's part of the package. You have to control your emotions. You can let out your emotions like after the match, but like in the match, maintain them. So Zverev, I have mixed feels about him. You really rooting for, I'm rooting for the guy, but then he does these things like shouting at his team and all that. Tough stuff. And then Tsitsipas had a really good win against Musetti. Seb Korda is doing well. There was someone else who was doing well that I was really happy about. Let's go back to the women's side. The women's super, you know what? I love women's tennis, but like it's super inconsistent, which makes it kind of exciting because he's like, ooh, who's gonna win? And I think that's kind of like a shift is happening in that regard as to like the men's are starting to become a bit more, you know, questionable. Because usually it was like, ooh, Rafa's gonna win, obviously, or Djokovic. But now the young good people the next gen are kind of coming up and showing some, you know, ability to win Roland Garros and take that crown away from Rafa and Djokovic in a sense. So it's becoming a bit more like, you know, you're actually thinking, who's actually gonna win instead of being like Rafa's gonna win or Djokovic's gonna win. But there's a good chance that Djokovic or Rafa's gonna win. But like then again, we never know. Women's on the other hand, yeah. Iga's gonna win, my prediction. Okay, wait, let me not make predictions now. Iga has been a machine and a half these past few months. She's won straight, I think like 29 straight wins or 30 at this point. Straight wins. But you know, then again, anything can happen. Who else has been doing well? Simona Halep has been doing well under the her new coaching of Patrick Mouratoglou. Osaka is out. Yeah, she lost first round against Anisimova, Amanda Anisimova, but not I'm not taking anything away from Amanda Anisimova. She is so good. Like it's actually not even funny how good Anisimova is, but I think it's just she's young. Obviously me, I'm like 17, I'm like, oh, she's so young, and I'm like she's like 20 something. But obviously she doesn't have as much experience as other players, and experience is a big thing in tennis, in my opinion. So she did really well. Who else? I'm trying to think. Emma lost. She won the first round. She lost second round. I'm freezing. It's so cold in this car. I can't really think of the one. There's just so many of them. Oh, who's the one girl? Crit Barbara. Is that her name? Barbara Krejcikova, who won last year. Lost first round against a 19-year-old. I forgot. I don't know her name, but that 19-year-old did really well. She has a beautiful one-hand backhand. And I just loved her whole attitude towards the match. I'm not gonna go. Yo, I almost said something that I knew I would regret. And I'm glad I did not say that. Anyway. But that's predictions. Men's winner. I'm gonna give three. I'm gonna give three. Okay. This is tough. Yeah, okay. Because, okay, yeah. Sorry. Because Djokovic and Rafa are meeting each other in the quarters already, in the quarterfinals. So that's not gonna work. So either, oh, this is tough. Okay, Djokovic, Alcaraz to make it a bit interesting, and Tsitsipas. So my predictions for the men's winner is Djokovic, Alcaraz, and Stefanos Tsitsipas. Women's Iga Swiatek. I think she's gonna win, but Iga, let's throw Simona Halep over there, but I don't know. Simona Halep, and I want to throw like a wild card in there. Not a wild card, but just like, you know, Muguruza won it years ago, but I don't think she'll make it that far, to be honest. I'm sorry, but let's throw, who's her name now? Iga, Simona Halep, and who else do we got? I'm trying to think. I was gonna say Sloane Stephens, but no. Who's a really good clay court player? I'm really finding it. Okay, let me actually take a moment for this. Excuse me. The reason why I'm saying, I've already told you why I said Iga, because she's been an absolute beast, but then again, anything can happen. Simona, because she's super experienced, and she has the game style for Clay, literally. But, like, under the new coaching, not saying it's bad, but, like, I don't know. Ladies. Ooh, I forgot about Sinner. No, but I don't think... You know, no, I already made my prediction. Moving on. Oh, someone's injured. I just apologize. Okay. Yeah. Okay, wait, sorry. Sorry. Women's, who's my last... Okay, that would have been so awkward. Sorry. Okay, that's awkward. Cancel Simona Halep. She lost second round. New candidates. Who was I saying? Iga. Stop there. Sabalenka. But I don't know if she's good on clay, though. Sabalenka. And dang, that's unfortunate. Oh my word. Okay, I'm gonna go Iga, Sabalenka, and Pegula. Yes, let's throw her in there. What's her name? Jessica Pegula. I believe in. Ooh, no, cancel. Paula Badosa. Okay, I'm gonna put four. I'm gonna put four for the women. I love Paula Badosa, guys. Let's go Iga for the fifth time. Iga. Paula Badosa, Sabalenka, and Jessica Pegula. Those are my predictions. And the rest is all up to fate. But that was so awkward right now. I actually had faith in Simona. Shoot. That's unfortunate. But then again, yeah. It is what it is. Anything in this... thing can happen. Like, anything can happen. Oh my days. This is so interesting. I'm like looking at the scores and I'm like, wow. That's a good win. Oh no! Tiafoe lost. I really love Tiafoe. But he got his first Roland Garros win, which I'm happy about. Also, Runa won. Let's go. But yeah. That's that. When does it finish? On the 4th of June. That's like in next week? Wait, let's go Tuesday. Wait, 31, 32. Wait, no. 31. 1, 2, 3, 4. Saturday. Wait, no. No. 1, 3, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. What? Oh. Okay, never. Oh, that's next year. Oh. Here I am thinking I'm going crazy. And there's this whole drama with Wimbledon dropping ranking points because they banned Russian and Belarusian people. What was Wimbledon thinking? It is not the players' fault that they are from their respective countries and now you're punishing them for what? That's my thought of Wimbledon. And Wimbledon is supposed to be like a prestige thing now. I feel like the whole world of tennis and just like sports in general is changing. And it's really interesting. I find it very fascinating and interesting. Ah! Go, Sholo! My man, Sholo. Coming in hot with the Blue Beetle. But yeah. What else do I got? Thor Ragnarok trailer dropped this week. Thor Ragnarok. No! That is embarrassing. No. Apologies. Thor... Love and Thunder trailer starring Natalie Portman, the wonderful Natalie Portman. What's his name? Chris Hemsworth. Tessa Thompson and Taika Waititi. The best director ever. And some new people joining in the fun is coming really, really soon. Really, really soon. I kind of forgot about that. But yeah, I'm super excited. I watched the trailer and it's a very different, it's very Taika Waititi. You can see that Taika directed this Thor, as he did the other one, like the tone change. This one as well, very rock star, kind of edgy vibe to it, bringing us back the God of Thunder that we know and love, which we love to see. But I'm really excited. It was a very vibrant, and Natalie Portman looked absolutely like ripped in that trailer. And I don't know if it's like fake or like kind of tampered with, but her arms and her like physique in general, I was like, girl. And it looked, I was like, wow. If she did that, she really worked hard for that role, and I'm so happy for her. But like, she looks super like fit and insane, and I'm here for it. Like, she's my Thor now. Sorry, Chris. But like, her arms. Did you see your arms in that trailer? I actually could not believe. Yeah. And it was like, yo. Yo, that was crazy. Beautiful trailer. Super excited. Very much a different vibe to the MCU, in my opinion. Which we love to see. Very much Guardians of the Galaxy energy. Which was nice. The whole, like, fun element and all that. And since we're on the topic of TV shows and movies, Stranger Things is back. It is back bigger than ever. I think it dropped Monday already. And I'm really excited. Okay, wait, let me actually just like bring this up. So Stranger Things is back after, I think Millie said like, like 3 years, me saying Millie as if she's my friend. As if I know her like that, but no, excuse me, no, but like, Millie, it's been 3 years since I watched Stranger Things season 3. I remember I was in my room and I binged that thing in one day, and I was crying, I was sobbing, it was insane. And then I was like, what now? And obviously COVID did play a part in this, obviously. And yeah, but like, did I screenshot that? No, I didn't. But I'm excited, and they were telling us that, like, I saw this thing on Twitter the other day. If you don't know, I have a Twitter of the podcast, which is at NawnPod, right? NawnPodcast, which is at NAWN Podcast. I changed the name finally. I figured out how to change the name. Anyway, and I was on one of the pages and they said, like, literally every episode is a movie. And I was looking and every episode is over an hour, like hour and 12, hour and 13, hour and 20, hour and 30, hour and 20. Oh. And then the last one's maybe like 2 hours and like 11 minutes. I don't know if that's correct, but it was long. And excuse me. Oh, wait, no, the 27th. Yes, that's tomorrow. Literally tomorrow. That's madness. Yeah, it's crazy. But I'm excited. I know Stranger Things is always, and they were like really promoting this thing. Well, not really, but when they were promoting it, like, like this week was like Stranger Things week, and they were doing mad interviews, massive interview or many interviews about the whatever. It's like this is like bigger than Better Than Ever, super scary, whatever, and all that different vibe, like whatever. But it's exciting, you know. It's been a while since we've seen the gang. They're older now, which is weird. But yeah, I'm excited to see them back in action and doing their thing. And they're all grown. And it's so weird for me to say that because they're literally my age, but I've been watching I watched them when they were like, it's actually such a weird thing. Television is such a weird thing. Actually, now that I think about it, like we're basically the same age. But I remember them being so young, and I'm like, oh, they're all grown up, but they're the same age as me, which just shows how much I've accomplished. It's fine. I support my fellow 2004s always. But yeah, that's really exciting about that. But other than that, that's all I've got for you guys on what's news today. I've got to do a project right now, so that's why I'm kind of like cutting this. But it's been a good day today. We had an amazing lesson. I was gonna speak about it, but then I was like, you know what, I want to keep this one for me. This one was one to remember. It's not that deep. Look, it's not that deep. We just had a really nice lesson in Afrikaans, kind of like a reminiscent moment, you know, because we're writing exams next week, and there's not much time left. Look, there's not much time left of this year for us grade 12s. We write these exams, then we come to school for like a week or two, preparation for mock for trial exams. Maybe do trial exams and then it's finals, then we're done. Finish, finito. Done. So it's not much time, and it's kind of, we were talking about it today, it's scary, exciting, all the feels. But it's real. It's like it's life. It's happening, and we just move with it, you know. So yeah, I literally have a project to do, but it's so much. Like it's so much. It's not even funny, and I don't know if I'm gonna do it. I have to, but I'll do some. But I'll see. You know what? It's okay. It's okay. We move. We move. We move. But other than that, friends, family, thank you for listening to today's episode. It's been real, as it always is. And I hope you enjoy tonight's not so late show of What's News. I know it was very much like film, movie oriented, and a bit of sports, a tinge of sports. I didn't even speak about Formula One. That makes me mad. Anyway, Max won that weekend, so let's just say that. And what's his name? Lewis was driver of the day, which was really cool. And George got podium position. Yay, George. Love you, George. No, anyway. I love you also so much. And I will see you when I see you. I'm playing a match on Saturday, which is really exciting and I'm super excited about. There was a lot of drama surrounding that decision, which I will get into on Saturday. So fear not, I'll be back and I'll tell you all the tea and I'll spill the tea because we're close like that. But truthfully, thank you so much for listening. If you've made it to this point, you're a real one, as I've said all the time. Therefore, I love you, I thank you, and I appreciate you more than you know, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye.